Hi, and welcome to CRE Chat Live. I'm Casey.
And I'm Melissa.
And this is a CRE Chat Live podcast.
Welcome to your monthly All Things CRE podcast.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at CRE Chat Live for all the latest and what's happening in commercial real estate. Thanks for tuning into CRE Chat. We are so excited to have our co-host here with us, Linda Day Harrison. She is the creator and creator of the DNA of CRE, which was our CRE chat topic for January, which we always have DNA of CRE as our topic in January, usually because that's when the survey comes out. So Linda is going to tell us a little bit about the survey and some of the questions on it. And we look forward to having this conversation and getting more of you to take the DNA of CRE survey.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Casey and Melissa. I know you're home and you're tired and this is the last thing you want to do. So I really appreciate it to you and your families and pets. I also want to say that the DNA of CRE was started by build out and the broker list. And I want to make sure that I stress that because it's a collaborative project. What happened was many years ago when we teamed up with build out in the very beginning, they literally did not even have a marketing department. That's how long we've been partners with them on our platform. Once they started to build their marketing team, I met Eva Baska, who leads their marketing department now. And we said, let's get together and talk and see how we could work together and really do something for the community and do something that could be really collaborative, educational, and fun. Eva had not been in commercial real estate before. This was her first career in commercial real estate. Her background was marketing, but not in our industry. So we started talking about, you know, all the different nuances about our people and our industry and how we work. And we just started getting into it. And I said, you know, it's funny, we really don't have any kind of survey or statistics or benchmarking. She goes, really? I said, no, not really, not that I know of, especially about brokerage. I said, we don't know who the brokers are, how old they are. And all of a sudden it just came out. We're just like, a survey. We could do a survey. So it was really just a collaboration between two people who really love what they do and wanted to do something that would be more interesting than some of the other options that we had. And we said, let's try it. So that was the whole concept of it. Then we said, let's have a brainstorming talk and kind of try to come up with what we're going to call the survey. So this is something that the reason I'm telling this is because I think it's important. Anytime you're doing something like what you're doing with CRE Chat, you guys got together and brainstormed this and said, hey, let's do it. You're collaborating. I think those kind of projects are fabulous. And I think they're great because you get to work as a team. You're not doing it by yourself. You have other people involved. And that's really how it all came to be. So during our brainstorming call, we were saying, well, you know, maybe the genetics, you know, what are we trying to get? What are we doing? And I think Eva said, oh, you mean like the DNA? And it just clicked. Well, all of us just went, that's it. That's it. I mean, we just fell in love with the name. So we said DNA is CRE. And we were so excited about that because it had a kind of a nice ring to it. And it made sense because if you said to somebody, you know, what are you doing? And you say the DNA is CRE, you kind of get it. And it reminds me of our webinar today, Casey, when we were talking about, you know, when you say a name or you say something, do people get what it is? And people do get it when we say it's the DNA of CRE. So that's really how it started. It started out with literally a one page infographic. And I don't know if you ever saw the original way back when, but it was literally just one page. Here's all the results of the survey put into a visual format. And that was it. And then it was very well received. And then we just said, let's do it next year. And let's do it next year. And we just kept going. So it's 6 years now. That's a long time. And I know with what you do with CRE Chat, you know how much work goes into it. And a tremendous amount of work goes into the DNA behind the scenes, the meetings, the calls, the brainstorming, the constant evolution of the questions, the constant evolution of technology changing, having to keep, you know, and also feedback from everybody. We've gotten so much feedback over the years. People will listen. We're, oh, that's a great idea. So we try to incorporate it into the survey.
I love that story, even about the name. That is so relatable to Casey and myself, because we basically sat in a nail salon and came up with the idea of CRE chat and then just made it happen. So I love the backstory on the DNA of CRE. And that's the first time I've ever heard it. I'm sure Casey as well. Wow. And that name is such a great name for a survey, like the survey, which basically tells about how the makeup of CRE, you know, how is CRE made up, how the brokers do what they do, you know, even down to like the, you know, technology they use and the money they make. So it's a really good benchmark for the industry. And so what a great name behind the survey. So that's a really cool story.
Thank you. And I think the other side of it is as we're doing this, it started to kind of evolve that we realized how much marketing plays a part in commercial real estate. And Casey, as you know, goofing around today saying, I love marketing, I love social media. Think about that. That is such a big part of getting a listing or getting a client. Because number one, you have to market yourself. Number two, you have to sell yourself to get the business. Number three, once you get the business, you haven't even started the job yet. Now you've got to market the whatever it is, property or whatever you're marketing. You know, it could be property management, it could be whatever. So to me, it's so important in our industry. So we said, wait a minute, who has ever surveyed the marketers? Who has ever asked the people behind the scenes, pulling the strings and doing all the work for the brokers? And a lot of them do more than people probably even know. I know you guys are so talented in it, and you do a lot of marketing yourselves for yourselves, but a lot of people don't have a clue. So we thought it would be good and educational to add marketing to the survey.
I think that was a really important piece in 2020, especially how are we finding a new way to market our listings or to win business. One of our CRE chats at the beginning of 2020 was how to pitch business virtually with Andrew Bermudez. And so I was excited to see and how you talked about the DNA of CRE survey evolving. What were some of the questions that you guys added for the survey for this year to capture any changes that we had to make in 2020?
Well, I'm glad you asked. And I also want to give credit. And I'm not kidding when I tell you that we put a lot of time into strategizing the questions. I mean, it's not easy to go, oh, here's a question. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I mean, you're trying to ask a question, then you have to craft the answers depending on what the answers are. Or you have to decide, should the answer be a write-in? Or should it just be a fixed set of questions? So we go back and forth on that. But this year, because we know Rod Santomassimo has such a phenomenal pulse on brokerage, he's just a smart guy. He knows so many brokers. We asked him if he would spend some time with our content writers. We interviewed him about the question. So his insight also got contributed to some of the new questions we added. But I thought this was kind of neat. I went to the people that are storing all the data. And I said, could you give me a sampling of some of the new questions we added? And I'm looking at my screen while I'm doing this, because I think this would be neat to have a little sneak preview for Melissa and Casey tonight on their call. So the ones I picked out, which I thought were kind of neat, were, what did you do or did you pursue self-education? Did you adopt any new tactics? Did you adopt any new technology, and how did you deal with showing listings? I thought those were just, to me, I was like, I'm dying to know the outcome of it. So on pursuing self-education, in our sampling, 44% said yes. That's a big number. Don't you guys think?
How is that different from previous years, Linda?
We never asked it. We never asked it.
Okay.
We asked it because of COVID. In other words, we said during COVID, you know, did you do this? And 44 said they went after learning. So my point of that, I thought that was kind of interesting because you wonder, there, even though people were still conducting business, they still had more time on their hands. Even though they were busy and they were conducting business, they weren't driving, they weren't spending time commuting, they weren't going to the office, they weren't going out to lunch, they weren't having dinners. I thought that was kind of neat that people were like, I'm going to get smarter. So I thought that was a really neat question. Then another one was, what new tactics did you take on? And we gave multiple choice on that one. The number one, I couldn't believe this, and this plays right into to today's webinar, Casey. I did not know this. I just found this out. The number one answer was, what did they do as a new tactic that they never did before because of COVID? The answer was creating content around my personal brand. I couldn't believe that. I thought, oh my God, we've been saying it, but it is true. I mean, it's validated. It's validated by people's responses. The second most popular answer, which I thought was fascinating, I focused extra time on cleaning up my CRM and my contact database. That was the second one. So people really took a conscious effort and said, I'm not going to sit home and watch Netflix. I'm not going to sit home and do nothing. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my database cleaned up, or I'm going to improve this or that. Then the next one after that, next most popular, was hosting virtual events for clients and prospects. So, I mean, I think I just love to hear all that. I think it's pretty neat. And then the other one was new technology. Now, this one was a write-in. So the answer is, it's not going to be as easy to quantify it, but I can tell you right now that almost every line I'm looking at has the word Zoom in it. And that is the truth. Zoom was the king of the survey this year. And I thought it was, but it just, I mean, it kind of so dominated. Zoom was it. It was like, learn more about Zoom, taking Zoom. Everything answers was about Zoom. I'm like, oh God, now you know why we're Zoomed out. There's your proof. Zoomed out.
Thank goodness that Casey's the one who put CRE Chat on Zoom over a year ago, right? This is how we record our podcast. Thank goodness she got us on Zoom when she did. So I was a little bit more familiar with it, but I will tell you, that's exactly true. I mean, I'll relate that to my own business. I was on two Zoom calls today alone, and I probably do at least maybe five a week. So it has actually really improved my business and my, we have a lot of investment activity here in Nashville, a lot of investors looking to Nashville. And so when you get on a call with them and you're just on the phone, it's hard to walk through the market without physically being there in the market. And so when you're able to get on a Zoom, you can pull up a map, you can show them the market, you can show them actual listings, and it really is effective. So that doesn't surprise me one bit at all.
And I do see a little, I'm looking at the list now. I see the word drone, not much. I see Matterport come up. In other words, people were using these other tools because they were filming. They were recording. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that virtual tours, of course, was a technology. A virtual tour technology was also on the list. So that really dominated us in 2020.
I am interested to see the marketing results as well and the change from 2019 to 2020, if what the increase in drones, video tours were, because I think in 2019 it was still right. pretty small. And I'm expecting from the DNA of CRE survey, there's just going to be a huge spike in it in the 2020 results.
Yeah, I didn't pull that one, but yeah, you're right. I kind of focused on the real new stuff that was different for this call. And then the other one, which I thought, you know, it's kind of sad, but this one was about showing listings. You know, how did you, you know, deal with that? And of course, you know, you got some smart alecky answers, you know, like, are you crazy? What do you mean showing listings? You know, like, you know, who's going to be showing listings? But
Tennessee.
I don't know. I don't know who the respondents are, but the sad to say, the most popular answer was wearing a mask. I'm like, oh God. You know, it's like all these answers say, you know, wore a mask, you know, virtual tours, not real life. I'm trying to think of masked up. I mean, it's just like just wearing a mask, because we were asking them what's different. What did you do different this year than you've ever done before? A lot of FaceTimes, a lot of virtual, but people are saying that, you know, they had to use products like Matterport to ramp up, get all their spaces, you know, set up and stuff like that. But I mean, it just seems like overnight, you know, really we've gone virtual, because a lot of people are talking about virtual tours. And there are some people saying that, you know, they just did the masks and the social distancing too. So,
but yeah, to Casey's point, I mean, in Tennessee, we were still touring spaces, you know, we were distance, but it really depend on the client. And I'm an industrial. So if you're touring an industrial space, you're pretty right. much, you're in a warehouse.
You can spread out.
You can spread out.
Right.
But, you know, to her point, at least, you know, where we are, there wasn't a lot of restriction around that other than maybe the initial first month or two right. of the right. pandemic. But I will say, I just as of late, having come down with COVID, had to stay home, which means I had to send my clients. I had so many tours during having COVID, but I'd have to send my clients out on their own. And I would never do that otherwise. You know, I'm always wanting right. to be there with my clients. So I had to entrust them to the listing broker and let them show the property. But, you know, hopefully that's a thing of the past after, you know, we get this vaccine and
right.
And maybe right. some of that. I do think that virtual tours help with out of town clients, but there's nothing better than being physically present in a of space,
course.
Right?
Of course not. Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because you mentioned industrial, you know, you don't have like, you know, 30 doorknobs to turn, you know, you can just walk into a big space where some of these brokers are like having to like wipe knobs off and going ahead, wiping off light switches. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, you don't think of all that, but it's a pain in the butt. So I think the virtual tours make a lot of sense, but I'm curious to see if it's, as we go, is it going to drop off or is it going to continue to be like that? I don't know.
What about broker production? Did you pull any of those questions?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, you guys. I only pulled like the new COVID one, because I thought those were kind of more interesting.
We did have a question. Our question two on CRE chat was, how did COVID-19 impact your business last year? And Coy Davidson responded, how did it not? Not a lot of pipeline filling in Q2 and Q3. We'll feel that pain in the early part of 2021. Mike Cobb said, anytime I did reporting for clients, I just left out comps. There were nothing. Ken Ashley said there was a remarkable drop in 2020. And then Melissa Swader said she had the best year ever for marketing and branding. So I've seen a lot of newbies on get more active on Twitter and LinkedIn.
Well, you mentioned a lot of those brokers you mentioned are office brokers, right?
Thank you.
Because I would say that's on the opposite side of that, on the industrial side, we maybe had a slowdown for 2 months when we were locked down, and then everything just skyrocketed. Right. So I would say mine's the opposite of theirs.
Right. Yeah. And it's property type. You're right. I mean, office is like, oh my God. I mean, it's pretty frightening. But I think the one thing that I do want to get across on the podcast, and you can tell me what you think of this, is that as an industry, we need some benchmarking. We need something. I mean, it's just, it's insight for what we're doing, how we're, like you said, Casey, how did we do this year compared to last year? And if we don't come together and do it, there isn't anything. And I think it's because it's such an independent industry. Everybody's so off into their own thing, and we don't have the ability to come together and do anything like this. So I hope that it can continue to grow. We don't benefit from it. I mean, yeah, it's a promotional thing, but it gives us a lot of information. And I think the other thing it does too for everybody's benefit is it gives you a lot of kind of like facts to ground comments and statements with. It's not just made up. It's like, we found out that even if it's only 800 brokers, you know, 22% did this and 10% did that. I mean, it's something. Same with tracking the demographics and women versus men. And that's a big thing I'm always wanting to see is, are we growing? So far, it's just the same. It just seems to be 20%. And I can't believe that it's only 20%, but unless we can get more people to take the survey, I don't know how else we can find out.
So everybody needs to go and take the survey, because how many more, we'll release this podcast likely tomorrow. So, and the survey ends, when does the survey end?
February 19th.
February 19th. Your answers are anonymous.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
So there's no, you know, nobody's collecting data on you personally.
No. And the other thing too is I also want to thank CRE Chat and so many of our promo partners. We started that program because we need help. And we have people like you and Casey that step up to the plate and say, we're going to help promote it. And you guys do the most fabulous job. You're so generous in helping us. And we appreciate beyond belief. And we're getting, you know, more and more people saying, oh, we'll help. And then they'll, you know, send out an email or they'll post it on social media. So we thank our promo partners beyond belief so much for all that they've done for us, because we could not do it without them. And we've got Crew Network. They're a sponsor. They've sponsored us every year. I mean, to me, I love that. It's just like, that is so nice of them. And we've got CoreFac, we've got TCN. These are like organizations in themselves that are willing to help us, which I think is a big deal. And then we have independent, we have technology companies that have been helping us and individuals. A single person, Eric Harris, a tenant rep broker, he himself is sponsoring us. He is helping us himself. He gave out one $75 Starbucks gift card as a raffle prize. And those prizes go to people we know. We're trying to, you know, encourage people. We'll give you a raffle prize. Come on, we need your help.
That's awesome. How many respondents have you guys gotten in the past?
Well, last year we had almost 1,000. And this year we're over a little over 600. So we're trying to break, we want 1,001, but I don't know if we can do it. We're trying.
Yeah, we need your help. So DNA of CRE survey, please, please, please take it. You have another week to take it by the time you hear this and see this.
Yeah. Thank you guys so, so much for this.
Thank you, Linda. I'm just looking at this, at the screen right now, and I'm realizing you and I are in pink sweatshirts. So maybe a question. Usually I dress up for these chats. Casey looks great, by the way, if you're listening to this via audio. Linda and I, we look good. We're just in our work WFH casual attire. So maybe another question for the 2021 survey is, has your attire changed?
I love it. I love it.
Because I told Kate.
We'll have to have pajamas, sweats. What are your choices?
I'm sure it hasn't. It's still everybody in suits or whatever. I guess in industrial, we can be a little bit more dressed down. But yeah. I told Casey, I said, tonight, it's 6:30 in Tennessee time. And I'm like, I am not taking the sweatshirt off. I'm going to be in this sweatshirt. So so if you're watching and you're wondering, yes, 2020 did change our attire a little bit in CRE. Yeah.
And I love it. I'm a casual person. I like casual.
I do too.
I'm more sporty. I don't want to get all dressed up. You know, I have a lot of family in Tennessee, you guys.
Come visit anytime.
Come visit us. Yes, that's what we always say. Come see us.
My husband's from Western Kentucky, and everybody there goes to Nashville. It's like, that's where they all go. Franklin and Nashville, all of them, every one of them. All the young people want to go there.
I'm muted. That brings up another question. Casey and I are working on a CRE chat around this, but we've heard a lot of chatter about migrating to the Southeast and what COVID has done to migration patterns in the U.S. So perhaps one of the other questions we'd love to hear for the next survey is, you know, how are migration patterns affecting our industry right now and what people are seeing? So stay tuned. That'll be a chat for, you know, the next couple of months.
Right.
We definitely plan on having a chat around that. But good. Linda, thank you so much thank you for not only being on the podcast, but for the impact you make in our industry and for your passion for the survey and for starting the survey. You know, you benefit nothing from the survey. It's just, you bring the survey to our industry for the survey's sake and for bringing information. So we appreciate the initiative you've taken and for doing this, putting this on for the last 6 years, because I know it is a lot of time and effort on your part and you as part as well.
Yeah. And the build out team, who are just absolutely wonderful people to work with. So creative, so talented. They do the graphic design. They set everything up. I mean, it's a powerhouse team. So I have to give them the credit. I mean, they're just so wonderful to work with.
And if you guys haven't seen any of the results from the surveys in the past, it's so you don't even have to read anything. It's infographics from all the respondents. They really do a great job pulling all the results together. So we really need your help to take the survey. And you can also look at the results from years past. It is truly interesting and helps you implement more tactics moving forward and to better your business and your clients. So we really look forward to seeing the results of 2020. And Linda, if there's anything else you want to add before we close out, I think she's pulling some results from the previous years.
I don't know if I ever sent these to you. Did you ever send you the books we did?
I have them, yeah.
Can you believe those books, Casey?
They're awesome. They're amazing.
They're absolutely incredible. It's all the graphics of all the charts and everything. And this was something we gave out at like ICSC, some of the conferences, because they're so expensive. I mean, you can't just send them out to everybody just in the world because they're cost prohibitive. But a lot goes into this report after we get the results.
So before we wrap up,
yeah,
I don't know that we've told people where to go to take the survey. So can we let people know where they need to go?
Do you guys have a link? Because I'd like you to use your link. Is that possible or is that too confusing? You have a link. I want you to use your, do you have it?
I don't know if I've been using the right one.
Well, so no, for our audio listeners, what's the best way for them to get to it? We'll link on Twitter and where we put this podcast out. But if you're listening via audio, how do you find the survey?
Let me give you just the general link, and then this way you guys can worry about it later. The link is dna-of-cre.buildout.com. So it's kind of a strange one, but it's dna-of-cre.buildout.com. That's the main site.
And I'll
get you there.
I'll include that in the podcast description below. So you can copy and paste it, put it in your web browser or click on it. It'll also be linked if you're seeing this on Twitter or LinkedIn. It'll be linked here or here. So you can click that link and also look in the audio description for this podcast as well.
But Casey, if you find your link, put your link in the in there if you can.
I will. I'm sure I have it in an email somewhere. Okay. All right, Linda, all right. Thanks See so much guys. For joining Thank us. You. We look forward to seeing the results.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the CRE Chat Live podcast. Be sure and follow us at CRE Chat Live on Twitter for
the latest and greatest in commercial real estate trends, news, and topics that we're covering.
You can also follow us individually at MB Alexan on Twitter, and
you can follow me, Casey, at Flan, that's FlannKaseyCasey on Twitter as well.
See ya.